Ballet Shoes by Noel Stretfield. Dramatized by Ellen Dryden.
It's stopped raining, Pauline.
Completely.
Enough to make sure that we have to save the penny and walk.
Yes, that's definitely walking weather. I do like living on the Cromwell Road, of course. But Great Uncle Matthew must have been a very taxi person. He couldn't ever have thought about walking, or he'd never have bought a house at the end of the longest road in London.
I expect he had a motor car all his own, and he never hired anything.
I wonder if he'll ever come back home.
Oh, of course he will. Gum's much too important not to.
I don't know why you're so sure, Petrova. I can't remember him, so I'm certain you can't. And Posy was a tiny baby when he went away.
This has been his longest fossil hunting expedition yet. That's why he'll surprise us. He'll bring something extraordinary back with him.
Yes, I suppose so. He's been like the stork in the fairy tale, hasn't he? He practically did bring us back in his beak, nearly 15 years ago.
Fossils, 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 and how am I supposed to look after this house when every room from the basement to the attic is full to bursting with the nasty things? Now, Miss Sylvia, dear, you must tell your great-uncle Matthew not another fossil until a few have gone out of the door.
Oh, Nana, you know how he hates to part with any of them. Mm. We'll have a terrible upset. He only bought this huge house for his precious finds.
Oh, it's all very well giving us a home. Poor little orphan scrap the jewel, but I didn't bring you up to be a museum attendant.